It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Iowa is one of only 10 states with heavy restrictions on consumer fireworks. Nationally, 40 states allow some or all consumer fireworks. And Iowa is among 5 states that allow only sparklers or novelty fireworks, as they're called. That almost changed last month when the Iowa House passed a bill that would have legalized fireworks and also granted cities the ability to ban them. That bill failed to make it into law, but with July 4th approaching in a few days, the fireworks debate continues. And an Iowa poll put out by the Des Moines Register in February showed that more than half of the adult Iowans surveyed favored legalizing fireworks. So this hour, we want to talk with a couple of different people who have different perspectives on this and get your perspective. Which side are you on? Should Iowa's fireworks laws be kept as they are or changed to be less restrictive? 1-866-780-9100, 1-866-780-9100. River to River at iowapublicradio.org is our email. Iowa Public Radio also on Facebook, where you can leave your comment or your question, or tweet us at IPR Talk. Joining us this half hour, Jeff Danielson, Democratic senator from Cedar Falls. He's also a firefighter. Jeff Danielson, Senator Danielson, welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you.
Mark Sakin is with us as well, legislative chair for the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association, also deputy service director for the Nora Springs Ambulance Service. Mark Sakin, welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Ben.
You have different perspectives on this issue. Jeff Danielson, since you're proposing change, let me have you go first. What do you want changed?
Well, I think Iowa's current law as it relates to fireworks does not work. And when it's become an annual rite of passage for Iowa families to travel and come back home with trunk loads of fireworks, and then bring them back home and essentially use them free and unfettered, because we allow possession, but the law says you can't fire them off, it's become a case where it's a nod and a wink and virtually no enforcement. And I believe that it's time to change Iowa's law in a limited, responsible way to allow both the use and the possession of fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Limited and responsible way. Can you have a little more detail there?
Yeah. So the current bill, as amended by the House and amended by the Ways and Means Committee in the Senate, is in the State Government Committee in the Senate and eligible for debate next year. That bill has some of the strongest local control of any bill that I've ever worked on. So communities will be able to ban their use. And I think in some dense urban areas in Iowa, that'll likely be the case. Counties and cities will be able to do that. So the net effect of the current bill, if it's signed by the governor, is that we will stop exporting $30 million+ to other states for firework purchases. And we'll actually have some resources to do some public education around responsible use and even provide some enforcement resources, which we currently do not now have in Iowa.
Okay, Mark Sakin, how do you respond to that? It sounds like the argument is, hey, all the other states are doing it, and we're missing out on some revenue here, so why not make what Jeff Danielson calls responsible changes, limited changes?
Well, I would counter that with the fact that, fireworks are legal in the state of Iowa, and currently under Iowa code, it's allowable for persons to, appeal to their city councils or county board of supervisors and obtain permits to shoot fireworks above and beyond the novelty fireworks that are allowed freely for people to shoot off.
So, mm-hmm. Does that actually happen, that I would go to the city council in my city and say, hey, I want to shoot off fireworks on the 4th of July on my block, and they would say, oh, sure?
Well, that depends on the city and probably the location and maybe some other factors. But I do know that that's an available option, and I do know that people have exercised that option,
mm-hmm.
and been successful in doing that in the past. And I think that, you know, goes kind of toward what Senator Danielson referred to as limited and responsible use. And I think that we leave that to the city governments and the county governments to provide that guidance.
Mm-hmm. Address the safety concerns, since you are the legislative chair for the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association. We've had the laws that we do on fireworks here in Iowa for many decades.
Yes.
What can you tell us about when we compare ourselves, if we can, to other states that have less restrictive fireworks things? What are we saving in terms of preventing injury?
Well, I think if you look at the numbers, and the numbers that I'm using are from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission from their 2013 fireworks report, and I think if you compare that to the number of injuries that we do see in Iowa, because Senator Danielson's right, the law is flawed, and I think there's some opportunity to maybe correct that, but with the limited and restricted use on fireworks, Iowa sees, roughly a little over 400 cases of fireworks injuries a year.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to Missouri, which is our nearest neighbor, which has, you know, pretty much unrestricted use on fireworks, the number is five times that.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little more about those cases? Do you have that broken down? Is that a slightly burnt finger, or much worse in terms of the...
Well, all we can go by is what's turned into the hospitals and their reporting procedures that end up with the USCPSC. And, you know, 51% of those fireworks injuries are to individuals under the age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
And 40% of all fireworks injuries are in children under 15 years old.
Mm, okay.
And for the pediatric injuries that we see across the country, 50% of those are where a responsible adult is present during the use of those fireworks. So, you know, fireworks is a dangerous business, and I think the current law kind of supports the fact that, you know, the novelty fireworks, you know, that are a little bit safer, but do still provide an opportunity for injury, and leaving the more high-powered fireworks to, you know, professionals who, you know, have to obtain a permit, have to abide by certain safety procedures, and, you know, are cognizant of the dangers of fire and injury to keep Iowans safe.
Mm-hmm. What about the comment, Jeff Danielson, that Mark Sakin just mentioned, that actually when you make the local authority argument, the local authorities do have the power to grant citizens or group of citizens the right to shoot off fireworks?
Well, those are regulations that are often difficult to navigate. Those decisions are made on a case-by-case basis. In a lot of small towns, there could be built-in bias for those decisions. So I favor a less of a regulatory approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And let those who want to completely ban them in their communities have that option. That'll still be available under our law.
Okay, join our conversation as we talk about whether Iowa's current fireworks laws are a good fit or do they need to be changed. 1-866-780-9100, Iowa Public Radio, also on Facebook, or you can tweet us at IPR Talk. Let's go to Chris. Chris, with a view from Iowa City. What's your view, Chris?
Well, it's my understanding that, at least in Johnson County, a friend of mine used to put on fireworks displays. He had gotten the license, and that you actually require $1 million worth of insurance now, and it just really prices it out. I mean, he stopped doing his fireworks display entirely, and, you know, people used to give money, and we'd go out to the country and shoot off those fireworks completely legally and safely, but once that came into effect, it just shot it all.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Danielson, do you know anything about that?
Well, that's one example of where the local regulations are, in my view, overly burdensome. And it still doesn't address the fact that you would never be able to buy fireworks in Iowa. Therefore, even under the current ordinance, which I think is not the best approach that local communities have, you're still exporting over $30 million a year to other states. And I just think that's... But wrong. I don't think Missouri is any smarter than Iowa when
mm-hmm.
it comes to responsible citizens. And so I just think I, as chair of state government committee, I'm also a firefighter, and so I have a safety in mind as well. I just think our current law can function better, and we can still achieve a limited, responsible approach to fireworks.
As I mentioned, Senator Danielson, you're a firefighter. What do you say to those that say, you know, the money argument just doesn't wash, because if you have a youngster lose an eye or worse, that can't really be measured in dollars and cents?
Well, anecdotes do not a public policy make. It's the statistical trends and the associated risk. And you can make state-to-state comparisons for those that have enacted fireworks recently, and there are not large spikes. You can look at Iowa statistics based on our current law, which does not work, which means all of those injury statistics are already baked in, because we allow Iowans to possess, free and unfettered, any amount of fireworks they want to buy. And then we nod and wink and say, you can't use them, but they are. So I would argue that the baseline safety statistics are already built in, and there isn't likely to be a large spike based on states who have recently legalized fireworks, and even state-to-state comparisons that have more history there. The stats don't bear that out.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Danielson, what kind of education do you think would be needed here? What don't we know about fireworks that, if they were used less restrictively, that would result in fewer injuries?
Well, I'll give you a personal example. As a firefighter, today if the family calls the firehouse and says, hey, I've got some fireworks from Missouri, I'd like to have a family event and use them, our answer is that you can't, and the conversation ends right there. Now, what usually happens is they go out and use them anyways. I would like, as a professional firefighter, to be able to say, it's dry, you can't necessarily, it's not smart to use incendiary devices right now. Do you have a water supply? Have you talked to your neighbors? Mm-hmm. Have you checked with other local ordinances? There is no public education when it comes to fireworks today, because anybody who's wears a uniform can't be part and parcel to the use. So we tell them don't use them, and then they go out and use them. I'd prefer to have a public education program very similar to other products that have associated risks, like cars, texting and driving, seatbelt use. We have a wonderful, robust public education program around those. We do a lot of barbecue grill safety that tells people how to use it safely, what to think about. And if you look at Iowa's fireworks law, compare it to a barbecue grill. We don't tell you in Iowa that you can own a barbecue grill, but you can never put a stake on it.
Mm. Okay. Mark Sakin, address that concern there. You call up, you want some advice, you're going to shoot off the fireworks anyway, and no one in uniform can give you any safety advice, no one with any authority.
Well, I think, you know, Jeff gave a very good example of somebody calling him up and him being able to tell them, well, you know, conditions aren't favorable for that. It's too dry out. You know, have you made sure that you've got proper firefighting, you know, protection in case something happens? And they're going to get off the phone with him, and he's right. They're going to do the same thing that they would before when he told them they couldn't use them. They're going to go off and shoot them anyway. And across the country, there's over $32 million in damage just due to fires alone caused by fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my response to, you know, we as robust a system as we may have for, you know, public education for texting and driving, as an emergency medical services provider, and, you know, my brothers and sisters in EMS across the state will tell you, we still have a serious problem with texting and driving. So as robust a system as we may have for public education, it's still not effective.
Let's get some reactions to what are some points that our listeners are raising. Catherine from Cedar Falls asked the question, have you, either of you, given any thought as to how fireworks could affect veterans with PTSD? Senator Danielson, what about that point?
Well, I'm a veteran as well. I served 6 years in the Navy, and I would say again that Iowa's current law has all of those considerations baked in because we let people possess and then they go out and fire. So I would say a law that would be limited and responsible would also include that when you wanted to do fireworks, that you make sure that if you have a veteran who is a neighbor with PTSD, that you act like Iowans do, be a good neighbor, talk to them, figure out if it does affect them. And then base your decision on that. That is actually a better way to address the problem than the current law, which is basically head in the sand. And most of the neighbors are not even going to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Brenda in Des Moines, listening to this program. Brenda, what's your opinion on this?
Oh, hi. Yeah, well, in addition to the veterans, this may seem trivial, but I know for a fact, having a dog, that virtually every dog is completely traumatized by fireworks.
Yes, they are.
And even, you know, it's a big problem for, like, the whole, even in Des Moines, where fireworks are illegal, people set them off all the time anyway. So I'm concerned that if they're legal in the state and people can purchase them right here, it's going to become a much bigger problem. You cannot set off fireworks without really severely impacting your neighbors. And I feel like the right to make a lot of noise is trivial in comparison to disturbing everybody, perhaps traumatizing veterans, dogs, and, you know, it's just a bad idea. And the only justification for it is money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a mistake.
Well, what about the point that Senator Danielson made that, you know, we can't even nobody with any authority can give you any safety tips on fireworks that in many cases will be set off anyway?
Well, I mean, from that point of view, it's like if you, you know, that's kind of, if you want to take on that, that's a personal risk, which I think is foolish. But if you want to risk your own safety and your children's safety, I guess you have a right to do that. But you don't have a right to disturb all your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, you know, your freedom ends where my freedom begins. And you can't do that without affecting other people that don't want to be affected by it. And, you know, I just saying that we're losing money, that's not a good enough argument. I think we need our peace and quiet and to respect our neighbors, and people will not do that if they can buy fireworks in Iowa.
Okay, Brenda, thank you in Des Moines.
Thank you.
Let's go to another caller in Des Moines. Ned is with us. Ned, we're coming up to the end of the segment. What point do you want to make?
Well, if it's legal for people to shoot off fireworks, 9 times out of 10, I'm sure they'll do it in their backyard in a residential area, and what goes up comes down, usually on someone else's property, and potentially start fires, do injuries, and the like. And since the state is the one who is going to be approving this law, I think they should be financially and legally responsible for any injuries, since I doubt if the people shooting off the fireworks will have insurance for it.
Mm. Okay, Ned. Ned in Des Moines, what do you think of that argument, Senator Danielson?
Well, as I said before, those current situations are already baked into Iowa's statistics, and we have very little public policy tools to do anything about it other than sort of turning away from it and a head-in-the-sand approach. I would also say that those that have watched my work in the Senate over the last 11 years, the money considerations are not the reason that I initially decided to be supportive of this policy. It's something that's come up in the debate. My goal is to have a good public policy that works rather than one that's currently a head in the sand. And so all of the situations that you hear currently described happen now without a responsible, thoughtful way to deal with it. And so I just think that's wrong. It's a policy that doesn't work, and it's time to change.
Okay, a quick answer to an email from Adam, who is listening. How would legalizing them make the enforcement easier? Senator Danielson.
Well, because we would allow local ordinances to prohibit both at the county and the city level. We also in the bill have an education fund, and we would have the ability through some of that revenue to be able to do enforcement at the local level, very similar to the governor's traffic safety bureau. Keep in mind, there are a lot of products that have associated risks. Fireworks are not the only one. In fact, fireworks are less dangerous than 6 or 7 other things that you would purchase as a consumer in Iowa. according to good stats that we have. So you would have an opportunity to have not only the resources, but the overall education through public information to actually raise awareness of some of the things that people are raising. Mm-hmm. Today that goes on and people turn their head away from it and they just kind of live with it. And I don't think that's a good policy.
Okay, just a couple minutes left. I wanted to give Mark Sakin some time here. He needs a little more time if I'm looking at the clock here. We're coming up on the end of it. Do you, Mark Sakin, legislative chair for the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association, see that there is a middle ground, that you said before the law, current law, is flawed? So is there a change that you could be in favor of?
Well, I think that our mission is very clear. As the Iowa EMS Association, our first and foremost concern is the safety and health and well-being of Iowans. And the best treatment for any fireworks injuries, in our mind, is prevention. If we're able to prevent those injuries, that's the best case scenario. And to kind of respond to Brenda's comment, I do think that it's financially motivated. I do think that it's potential revenue for the state. And as an organization, I don't think we're willing to compromise injuries for money. I don't know how a person quantifies, you know, an acceptable amount of injuries for a X amount of dollars for revenue.
Okay. Senator Danielson, we have just a few seconds for you. Please see if you can compromise on the current bill and perhaps allay some of the safety concerns that Mark Sakin has outlined.
We have. The bill is significantly different from original drafts, and we've been working on this for 2 years across all stakeholders. So we've made those changes and adjustments. I'm not in the business of growing revenue around issues like this, but the current law does not work, and we've given degrees of freedom to the local communities, especially in dense urban areas where you're going to have to be more considerate of your neighbors, but also we've set aside resources to help with the public education piece, which is what we do with every consumer product that has some associated risk with it.
Okay, Senator Danielson.
Included.
Thank you. We have to go now. Senator Jeff Danielson, Democratic senator from Cedar Falls, also a firefighter, a proponent of changing Iowa's firework laws. Mark Sakin, legislative chair for the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association. Thank you for joining us as an opponent of loosening the restrictions on consumer fireworks. Mark, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you both.
And when we come back, we'll check in with Joyce Russell, loose ends to tie up at the legislature. She'll talk about some laws you may not know about that will go into effect tomorrow. That's when we return. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. And we're back.